Chapter 163. No, apostrophe said Miss Wren, with a chop. Live here with my fairy godmother. Apostrophe, with, apostrophe Mr. Sloppy couldn't make it out. With who did you say, miss? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well. Apostrophe, apostrophe replied Miss Wren, more seriously. With my second father. Or with my first, for that matter. Apostrophe and she shook her head, and drew a sigh. If you had known a poor child I used to have here, apostrophe she added, you'd have understood me. But you didn't, and you can't. All the better. Apostrophe, you must have been taught a long time, apostrophe said Sloppy, glancing at the array of dolls in hand, before you came to work so neatly, miss, and with such a pretty taste. Apostrophe, never was taught a stitch, young man. Apostrophe, apostrophe returned the dressmaker, tossing her head. Just gobbled and gobbled, till I found out how to do it. Badly enough at first, but better now. Apostrophe, and here have I, apostrophe said Sloppy, in something of a self-reproachful tone, been a learning, and here has Mr. Boffin been a paying, ever so long. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I have heard what your trade is, apostrophe observed Miss Wren, it's cabinet making. Apostrophe, Mr. Sloppy nodded. Now that the mounds is done with, it is. I'll tell you what, miss. I should like to make you something. Apostrophe, much obliged. But what? Apostrophe, I could make you, apostrophe said Sloppy, surveying the room, I could make you a handy set of nests, to lay the dolls in. Or I could make you a handy little set of drawers, to keep your silks and threads and scraps in. Or I could turn you a rare handle for that crutch stick, if it belongs to him, you call your father. Apostrophe, it belongs to me, apostrophe returned the little creature, with a quick flush of her face and neck. I am lame. Apostrophe, poor Sloppy flushed too, for there was an instinctive delicacy behind his buttons, and his own hand had struck it. He said, perhaps, the best thing in the way of amends, that could be said. I am very glad it's yours, because I'd rather ornament it for you than for anyone else. Please may I look at it? Apostrophe, Miss Wren was in the act of handing it to him over her bench, when she paused. But you had better see me use it, apostrophe she said, sharply. This is the way. Hoppity, kickity, pep peg peg. Not pretty, is it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it seems to me, that you hardly want it at all, apostrophe said Sloppy. The little dressmaker sat down again, and gave it into his hand, saying, with that better look upon her, and with a smile, thank you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and as concerning the nests and the drawers, apostrophe said Sloppy, after measuring the handle on his sleeve, and softly standing the stick aside against the wall, why, it would be a real pleasure to me. I've heard tell, that you can sing most beautiful. And I should be better paid with a song than with any money, for I always loved the likes of that, and often give Mrs. Higdon and Johnny a comic song myself, with spoken in it. Though that's not your sort, I'll wager. Apostrophe, you are a very kind young man, apostrophe returned the dressmaker, a really kind young man. I accept your offer. I suppose he won't mind, apostrophe she added as an afterthought, shrugging her shoulders. And if he does, he may. Apostrophe, apostrophe, meaning him, that you call your father, miss, apostrophe asked Sloppy. No, no, apostrophe replied Miss Wren. Him, him, him. Apostrophe, him, him, him. Apostrophe, apostrophe repeated Sloppy, staring about, as if for him. Him who is coming to court and marry me, apostrophe returned Miss Wren. Dear me, how slow you are. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh. Him. Apostrophe said Sloppy, and seemed to turn thoughtful and a little troubled. I never thought of him. When is he coming, miss? Apostrophe, what a question. Apostrophe, apostrophe cried Miss Wren. How should I know? Apostrophe, where is he coming from, miss? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, good gracious, How can I tell? He is coming from somewhere or other, I suppose, and he is coming someday or other, I suppose. I don't know any more about him, at present. Apostrophe, this tickled Mr. Sloppy as an extraordinarily good joke, and he threw back his head and laughed with measureless enjoyment. At the sight of him laughing in that absurd way, the doll's dressmaker laughed very heartily indeed. So they both laughed, till they were tired. There, there, there. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Miss Wren. For goodness' sake, stop, giant, or I shall be swallowed up alive, before I know it. And to this minute you haven't said what you've come for. Apostrophe, I have come for little Miss Harmon's doll, apostrophe, said Sloppy. I thought as much, apostrophe, remarked Miss Wren, and here is little Miss Harmon's doll waiting for you. She's folded up in silver paper, you see, as if she was wrapped from head to foot in new banknotes. Take care of her, and there's my hand, and thank you again. Apostrophe, I'll take more care of her than if she was a gold image, apostrophe, said Sloppy, and there's both my hands, miss, and I'll soon come back again. Apostrophe, but, the greatest event of all, in the new life of Mr. and Mrs. John Harmon, was a visit from Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Rayburn. Sadly wan and worn was the once gallant Eugene, and walked resting on his wife's arm, and leaning heavily upon a stick. But, he was daily growing stronger and better, and it was declared by the medical attendants, that he might not be much disfigured by and by. It was a grand event, indeed, when Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Rayburn came to stay at Mr. and Mrs. John Harmon's house, where, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Boffin, exquisitely happy, and daily cruising about, to look at shops, were likewise staying indefinitely. To Mr. Eugene Rayburn, in confidence, did Mrs. John Harmon impart what she had known of the state of his wife's affections, in his reckless time. And to Mrs. John Harmon, in confidence, did Mr. Eugene Rayburn impart that, please God, she should see how his wife had changed him. I make no protestations, apostrophe, said Eugene, apostrophe, who does, who means them. I have made a resolution. Apostrophe, but would you believe, Bella, apostrophe, interposed his wife, coming to resume her nurse's place at his side, for he never got on well without her, that on our wedding day he told me he almost thought the best thing he could do was to die? Apostrophe, apostrophe, as I didn't do it, Lizzie, apostrophe, said Eugene, I'll do that better thing you suggested for your sake. Apostrophe, that same afternoon, Eugene lying on his couch in his own room upstairs, Lightwood came to chat with him, while Bella took his wife out for a ride. Nothing short of force will make her go, Eugene had said. So, Bella had playfully forced her. Dear old fellow, apostrophe, Eugene began with Lightwood, reaching up his hand, you couldn't have come at a better time, for my mind is full, and I want to empty it. First, of my present, before I touch upon my future. M. R. F., who is a much younger cavalier than I, and a professed admirer of beauty, was so affable, as to remark the other day he paid us a visit of 2 days up the river there, and much objected to the accommodation of the hotel, that Lizzie ought to have her portrait painted. Which, coming from M. R. F., may be considered equivalent to a melodramatic blessing. Apostrophe, you are getting well, apostrophe, said Mortimer, with a smile. Really, apostrophe, said Eugene, I mean it. When M. R. F. said that, and followed it up by rolling the claret for which he called, and I paid, in his mouth, and saying, my dear son, why do you drink this trash, it was tantamount in him to a paternal benediction on our union, accompanied with a gush of tears. The coolness of Mr. F. is not to be measured by ordinary standards. Apostrophe, true enough, apostrophe, said Lightwood. That's all, apostrophe, pursued Eugene, that I shall ever hear from Mr. F. on the subject, and he will continue to saunter through the world with his hat on one side. My marriage being thus solemnly recognized at the family altar, I have no further trouble on that score. Next, you really have done wonders for me, Mortimer, in easing my money perplexities, and with such a guardian and steward beside me, as the preserver of my life, I am hardly strong yet, you see, for I am not man enough to refer to her without a trembling voice she is so inexpressibly dear to me, Mortimer. Comma the little that I can call my own will be more than it ever has been. It need be more, for you know what it always has been in my hands. Nothing. Apostrophe, worse than nothing, I fancy, Eugene. My own small income I devoutly wish that my grandfather had left it to Aeotian, rather than to me. Has been an effective something, in the way of preventing me from turning to it anything. And I think yours has been much the same. Apostrophe, there spake the voice of wisdom, apostrophe said Eugene. We are shepherds both. And turning to at last, we turn to in earnest. Let us say no more of that, for a few years to come. Now, I have had an idea, Mortimer, of taking myself and my wife to one of the colonies, and working at my vocation there. Apostrophe, I should be lost without you, Eugene, but you may be right. Apostrophe, no, apostrophe said Eugene, emphatically. Not right. Wrong. Apostrophe, he said it with such a lively, almost angry flash, that Mortimer showed himself greatly surprised. You think this thumped head of mine is excited? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Eugene went on, with a high look. Not so, believe me. I can say to you of the healthful music of my pulse, what Hamlet said of his. My blood is up, but wholesomely up, when I think of it. Tell me, shall I turn coward to Lizzie, and sneak away with her, as if I were ashamed of her? Where would your friend's part in this world be, Mortimer, if she had turned coward to him, and on immeasurably better occasion? Apostrophe, apostrophe, honorable and stanch, apostrophe said Lightwood. And yet, Eugene, apostrophe, and yet what, Mortimer? Apostrophe, apostrophe, and yet, are you sure, that you might not feel, for her sake, I say for her sake, any slight coldness towards her on the part of society? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh. You and I may well stumble at the word, apostrophe, returned Eugene, laughing. Do we mean our tip pins? Apostrophe, perhaps we do, apostrophe said Mortimer, laughing also. Faith, we do. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned Eugene, with great animation. We may hide behind the bush and beat about it, but we do. Now, my wife is something nearer to my heart, Mortimer, than tippins is, and I owe her a little more than I owe to tippins, and I am rather prouder of her than I ever was of tippins. Therefore, I will fight it out to the last gasp, with her and for her, here, in the open field. When I hide her, or strike for her, faint-heartedly, in a hole or a corner, do you whom I love next best upon earth, tell me what I shall most righteously deserve to be told. That she would have done well, to turn me over with her foot that night, when I lay bleeding to death, and spat in my dastard face. Apostrophe, the glow, that shone upon him as he spoke the words, so radiated his features that he looked, for the time, as though he had never been mutilated. His friend responded as Eugene would have had him respond, and they discoursed of the future until Lizzie came back. After resuming her place at his side, and tenderly touching his hands and his head, she said, Eugene, dear, you made me go out, but I ought to have stayed with you. You are more flushed than you have been for many days. What have you been doing? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nothing, apostrophe replied Eugene, but looking forward to your coming back. Apostrophe, and talking to Mr. Lightwood, apostrophe said Lizzie, turning to him with a smile. But it cannot have been society that disturbed you. Apostrophe, faith, my dear love. Apostrophe, apostrophe, retorted Eugene, in his old airy manner, as he laughed and kissed her, I rather think it was society though. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the word ran, so much in Mortimer Lightwood's thoughts as he went home to the temple that night, that he resolved to take a look at society, which he had not seen for a considerable period. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.